I was the only one of the three of us that went out of town for Thanksgiving, and we went to the home of Shorty DeFazio, the Northeast.
Oh.
And I say the Northeast because we went to Connecticut, but also spent some time in New York City. So we were in two states. And I was very pleased that on Tuesday, after we left the show that morning, went to the airport, it was like a ghost town. I couldn't believe it. Breeze through TSA, flight was on time, no issues. Landed in New York City at LaGuardia, no issues at that airport. And I was expecting the travel crunch, but I guess that happens on Wednesday and Sunday, and we traveled on Tuesday and Saturday.
Okay. You got out ahead of it, and then, yeah, both times coming back as well. But still, that was supposed to be the most traveled Thanksgiving holiday ever.
Well, did you guys see the video from DFW Airport on Wednesday and the traffic jam?
Yes, the cars trying to get in, yeah.
Unbelievable. I've never seen DFW like that.
I had neither.
Crazy. So we got up to Connecticut, checked into our Airbnb on Tuesday evening, and we went up there to visit my wife's brother and his family. They live in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay, so some people live in Connecticut and commute to the city, right?
Yeah, and Stamford is only about a 30-40 minute drive to New York City.
Okay.
Well, the next morning, Wednesday, we had our big day in New York City planned. Get in there the day before Thanksgiving. Our daughter has never been to New York City, and because of this song, this Taylor Swift song, she was very excited about seeing New York. And we had told her about the tall buildings, and we were going to go do a lot of fun things, so she was really fired up about it. And we took the train from Stamford into Manhattan, arrived at Grand Central Station. It was a fun train ride. Kids loved the train.
Sure.
And that was only about a 30 or 40 minute train ride. And when we got off the train, walked through Grand Central Station, then out onto the streets, she was just amazed by the tall buildings. And it was kind of a foggy morning, so the buildings were disappearing into the clouds.
Yeah.
Which is a real freaky thing for kids.
Sure. I think it's freaky for us.
Yeah, it is freaky for us. And I was reminded of the first time I ever went to New York City. Now, she's four, getting her first trip to New York City. I was 25, I think. It was around 1991, and it was on a Cowboys road trip at our old job, and I went to New York with the team to cover a Cowboys-Giants game. And so you got there the night before and went out with a bunch of the other media folks, and I couldn't believe how magical it was. All these years watching all these TV shows set in New York and all these stories from New York, and there you are for the first time in that city. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, I'm sure it is mind-blowing for a kid, because I think I was in my 30s the first time I went. I think it was when we went for draft coverage.
Wow, okay, yeah, I think that's right.
And, yeah, it was wild.
Still real to me, damn it.
I know.
It's such a great place to visit. Speaking of the tall buildings, the Freedom Tower, One World Trade Center, is now the tallest building in New York City since it was opened in 2014. The Empire State Building, which used to be the world's tallest building, is now only the eighth tallest building in New York City.
Yeah, they need to tear that down.
There are all these really weird-looking, really thin, super tall residential towers that have taken over the skyline, and they're like the second, third, fourth, and fifth tallest buildings in New York City. And our family members up there were telling us that they're actually having in some of those really skinny, tall buildings that are 1,000, 1,400, 1,500 feet high, they're having some foundation issues.
Uh-oh.
And from the moment I saw those buildings, I said, I would never live in one of those.
I was about to ask that. Would you guys ever do that?
No way.
Live in the super high rise.
Sure.
No way. And now hearing, well, not these super high rises. I would, but not these really thin, that it's basically one unit per floor. There's no way I would live in one of those. So we had a great time in the city. We ate at the Stardust Diner, which I've never been to. But that is the diner that is in the theater district. And the line is around the corner. So you have to get in line, wait like an hour. But that's where all the wannabe Broadway actors work. because they sing the whole time that they're serving food.
Okay.
And they have a little main stage, and one of the waiters will get up there and sing and then go deliver food, and then this waitress gets up there and sings, and they're all wanting to be discovered. So there are a lot of stories about Broadway talent having been discovered at the Stardust.
That's cool.
And our daughter loved it because when the waiters and waitresses come by, they're singing to all the customers, so they would always target her because they see a little girl and she lit up, and that was fun.
It wouldn't annoy you after a while? It's like, come on, I just put the fries in the bag. I just want to eat here.
Then we went to Times Square and walked around there, and of course, there are all these people looking for money, including two adults who were dressed up as Elmo and Mickey.
Boy.
And she had to get her picture taken with them, of course. So you snap a quick pic, and then they hold up the sign that says tips. So fishing into my pocket, looking for some cash. And I'm like, that took all of 5 seconds for you.
Need $5.
But I get it. You also spent time with the costume, and okay, so whatever.
Yeah.
We went to Rockefeller Plaza. They had the tree up. It wasn't lit yet, but they had the tree up and the ice skating rink, and that's great. FAO Schwartz, the toy store, we were going to take her in there, but the line must have been 2 hours long to get just to get in.
Whoa.
So we passed on that. And then we had this planned, and we had purchased our tickets ahead of time. We went to, and there were a traveling party of 10 of us.
That's tough.
So there were 3 of the 10 were 75 or older. 3 of the 10 were 10 years older, younger. So herding older folks and younger folks and 10 people around Manhattan was tough. My wife had 10 things on the itinerary. We're going to go to the Stardust, and then we're going to go to Rockefeller Plaza, and then a Christmas market, then a carriage ride.
You got
to
cut that in half.
Yeah, that's what I told her before. I said, there's no way with that traveling party we're getting to all of these. So we did go to Radio City and saw the Rockettes.
That's awesome.
That was her big goal, right? That was what she always wanted to do. That
My wife loves the Rockettes. She's seen them a bunch of times, and she wanted to take our daughter there.
Mm-hmm.
And our daughter loved it, and I loved it. It was a magnificent performance.
Yeah, I bet it was great.
It's owned by Madison Square Garden and James Dolan. He also owns the Sphere in Vegas. Well, now they have taken Radio City Music Hall, and the productions are like you would see at the Sphere because it's got this incredible ceiling. So the show is now all around you. They do the video all over the place.
So it kind of
feels like you're in the Sphere.
Huh.
But I'd never been in Radio City. What an incredible venue that is.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been either.
I walked by it a million times, but had never been inside, so that was definitely worth it. The Rockettes are in their 100th year. They started in Missouri, which I didn't know.
Yeah, I forgot what their original name was. Rockettes, or...
It was, something like that, the Missouri Rockets, or...
Yeah.
Sounded like an ABA team. So that was great. That was a lot of fun. The show was spectacular. Like my wife says, no city in the world does a stage presentation like New York City.
Yeah.
All the great theaters, all the great shows, all the great talent up there. So then after that, we were all pretty exhausted, and we made our way back to Connecticut on the train. Had a great Thanksgiving the next day at our relative's house. And the following day on Friday, we all were looking for something to do, and my brother-in-law had the idea, let's go bowling. I've not been bowling in such a long time.
It seems like something I do like once every 4 or 5 years.
Same here.
Yeah.
Bowling alleys are great.
When you get out
there,
it's fun.
It's so much fun. And I'd probably do it once every 10 years. And my great fear was a gutter ball. I didn't roll a gutter ball.
Man, you have the bumpers put up for yourself?
No, only the bumpers for the kids. But it was a lot of fun, and the kids get into it, and even the young kids can use that ramp that you wheel up to the line. They just roll the ball down it.
Yeah.
So that was great. A couple of things. In our Airbnb, it was very confusing. The streets, the grid system in Stamford was all confusing, and we were downtown. And I like to know how I'm oriented. I don't know if you guys...
You're still trying to figure that out?
I'm talking about geographically.
Oh.
I like to know, for example, when I get in bed at night, which way I'm facing.
Really?
Does this matter to you guys at all?
I'm kind of like that, too.
I want to know, am I facing north? Am I, when I look out this window, am I facing east?
I hear you.
Yeah, maybe not when I'm inside. I get what you mean, though, when you're trying to figure out the neighborhood and which way's east and west and all that.
At all times, like right now, I like to know, and I do know that I'm facing northwest. As I look this direction.
As you're facing,
So I want to know, it took me forever to figure this out, but I finally figured it out. It took me about 2 days because it was so confusing in this building. Okay, we came up the elevator, but then we turned left. But now the room is, I don't know. But all in all, it was a great trip. Travel was great. We had a fantastic Thanksgiving. The weather was marvelous up there, and the leaves were still turning, which is odd for them to be turning this late, but I guess that's our new normal.
Yeah.
And a very funny moment when we got back over the weekend, I was taking my daughter on Sunday to a movie with some of her friends. And as we're driving, she knows my birthday is coming up. And she said, Daddy, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, oh, I don't know. I guess I would just like a good book to read. And she goes, well, you can borrow my Rapunzel book, because I have two. Borrow. She's not giving it to me.
Yeah, I'm really going to give it away. Two.
She's telling you that she has duplicates.
Yes.
But she will just let you borrow one of them.
Correct. And she goes, you can borrow my Rapunzel book, because I have two of them. And I said, oh, well, that's really sweet of you. Thank you. And she goes, that way you can learn all about Rapunzel.
That's right.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
Okay.
Solid. You've
solid
had a deficit
thinking.
Up to now.
Yes. I said, well, that's very sweet of you. Thank you. And I said, I know your birthday is still a long ways off. It's not till next summer, but what do you want for your next birthday? And she goes, I'd like some work clothes.
Huh?
And I said, work clothes, really? And she goes, I said, why? And she goes, so that when I grow up and go to work, I'll have something to wear.
Yeah, well, she's thinking ahead.
Solid thinking again. Yeah.
So I've got to guess at what size she will be as an adult. And get those work clothes for her.